Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. Happy Sunday morning, and happy Mother's Day to all those of you that are joining us by audio or video. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Feliz Domingo por la mañana y Feliz Día de las Madres. Amen. We want to welcome all of you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. So, all of you joining us, all your moms, happy Mother's Day. Amen. Praise God. Joining us by audio or video, prepare yourselves to receive what God has for you. Amen. We say this all the time, but He wants to bless you, encourage you, change you, and correct us. Amen. He's our Heavenly Father. This is what a father does. Amen. So He wants to bless His children, but He also wants to correct us. Amen. So guess what the message is today? Happy Mother's Day. Amen. So praise God and grab your Bibles, soldier of God. Amen. Grab your sword and say it like you mean it. Amen. Let me grab mine. Wherever it is, I don't have to dust mine off, but some of us might. Amen. Let's do our declaration. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert and my spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Why? Because we grow. We grow. We grow on a daily basis. Amen. And that's what we need to do as Christians, as believers, is to grow in the things of God. Amen. Just start climbing that ladder, one rung at a time. Amen. So praise God. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Yeah, but you don't understand, Pastor, what I'm facing. It doesn't matter. Greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. Whatever's coming against you, amen, I don't care what giants, what Goliaths are coming against you, greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. He also says, He's not giving us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. He says He's given us authority. He's given us His Word. Here's His Word. You got to open it up and get it in you and use His Word. That's your authority. If you're not using it, it's because you haven't been exercising His Word. You got to get it in you so you can get it out. Amen. Out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. Living water. Let's remember this. Words are carriers. And they carry life or they carry death. What have you been speaking? Let's speak the Word of God. Let's speak life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm excited. I don't know about you. But anyway, again, happy Mother's Day. Let me see what we have. Today is happy Mother's Day. Feliz Día de las Madres. Mothers are a precious gift from God. Gift. Gracious, intelligent, faithful, and tender. Amen. And today we're here to what? Worship God and also honor mothers. Many of us wish we still had our mothers. Even if they're not here, we're going to treasure their memories. Amen. So praise God. Amen. Happy happy Mother's Day to my mom. Amen. So let's remember them and let's honor them and treasure all memories. Amen. So praise God. I'm excited. I don't know about you. But this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. Praise God. You haven't picked up anything on Facebook? So praise God. Well, while she's coming up, she's going to be coming up and she's going to be sharing with you first. But anyway, I tell you my little story that I do on Mother's Day about this little boy. He's shopping with his mom at there in Walmart. No, they're at the store. And the little boy gets lost. And he starts to panic. And all of a sudden, he calls his mom by her first name. And mom comes running. A mother recognized her child's voice. And she comes running to him. And she said, "Why? What's wrong?" He said, "Why are you calling me by my first name?" She says, "Because if I call mom, 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 all these moms here are going to run to me." Ain't it amazing? A mom will be a mom. Have you ever seen on TV where you have a mama dog nursing a kitten or nursing some other animal? A mom's going to be a mom, you know. And if I would have shouted mom or mother, all these mothers here would have ran to me. And that's awesome. Amen. A mom is always a mom. And she's going to acknowledge that. Amen. So he called her by her first name. She said, "Don't you call me by my first name. Why are you calling me by my first name? I'm mother." She says, "I know." He says, I don't forget that. But if I say mother, all these moms will run to me. And that's amazing. Praise God. Thank God for moms. Amen. Amen. Even though she may be in heaven, it's okay. to remember. It's okay to treasure all these memories we have. And I treasure my mom's memories. Amen. So let's get ready to receive. And this is for you. So get yourself ready. So we're going to honor moms. It says, moms, many of us, we still wish we had our mothers. But even if they're not, continue to remember them, love them, and honor them. Praise God. Excuse me. And you know what? The Lord commands us to honor our mothers. It's not just a suggestion. He tells us, and He gave us some commandments. He gave us 10 commandments. And the fifth commandment says what? In Exodus 20 and 12, you can write these down. You can go back and look at them. But in Exodus 20 and 12, He says, the fifth commandment says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and 16 says this. Again, the fifth commandment says, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be what? Long, and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. And you know, some of us may not be doing so well because we haven't honored our mom. And the Lord commands us to. A commandment is a command from God that says, honor your father and your mother. Yeah, but you don't know. It doesn't say if she's perfect. It says, honor her. Because God tells us to. Amen. So praise God. Pastor Pat is here, and she's going to be, well, let me give you one more. Ephesians 6, chapter 6, and verses 1 through 3 in the New Testament says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with the promise. And here's your promise. Verse 3, that it may be well with you and that you may be that you may live long in this earth. You want to live long? Honor your mother. Amen. Honor your mother. Why? Because God says so. His word says so. So we need to honor His word. Amen. So praise God. Pastor Pat.
Good morning, church. Thank you, Pastor, for that great introduction. And my goodness, I got a song later on that I want y'all to listen to. Hopefully, we'll be able to connect it probably once we're done. But I'm going to sit just a little bit, and then I'll stand back up again. Praise God. All right. Well, my sermon today, it's called A Mother's Love. He said Mother's Day, but mine is called A Mother's Love. And I have a really, really long text. I want y'all to get your Bibles out and follow along and read with me. You may have a different translation. I've got the King James. And don't throw stones at me because I got the King James. But that's what I prefer to read this morning. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1. Some of you already know where I'm going. But for those of you that don't know, maybe you've never read the book of Samuel yet. Maybe you've never read this chapter. But it's about a woman, a childless woman. Now, Hannah can show us how we can succeed in adversity. Got some self-sacrifice going on here. So the first book of Samuel, are y'all there? We're going to read it all. Verse 1 through 28. So y'all know I don't mind reading. I may not pronounce every word right, but you can tell me about it later. Don't call me, don't write me. Because I don't know Greek or anything like that. Hebrew, I'm just reading what I see here. Chapter 1, this first book of Samuel here. Now there was a certain man of Ramath Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zup, an Ephratite. And he had two wives. Listen at this now. You might say, Yeah. He had two wives. The name of one of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And an adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. I wonder what that adversary was, huh? Another woman walking around, huh? And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow. Listen to this, guys. Don't vow anything to the Lord that you're not going to keep. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Isn't that something? A lip reader. Now Hannah, she spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah. Ha! This is an important scripture here, okay? Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come, about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, "Oh, my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. My gosh, isn't that powerful? This story is about Hannah. All what she went through. You know, I'm sure, you know, we can read a few more chapters about her. But there's none. Just pretty much this one right here. What she went through. I mean, you know, back in the day, especially those days, Bible days, men could have more than one wife, okay? And, you know, it was a disgrace to be barren or childless, okay? Especially if you were young enough to have children, okay? It was a disgrace. So can you imagine what she went through? I mean, the self-sacrifice that she did, putting up with that other woman, I call it. But sometimes, you know, we have to go to the Lord with everything. I mean, everything. So today is Mothering Sunday. Today we thank God for giving us the one person on this earth who generally has led the greatest or had the greatest impact in or on our lives. Okay? Because you grow up with mom. It's kind of like you're growing up, you grow up with mommy. You know, you're home, dad's out working, and you're home with mom. And moms have a great impact on their children. They just don't realize it. And so today we're going to look at the problem, the jealousy, the real hurt, the solution. And we're going to see how it ends up because of her self-sacrifice. Here she was, barren. Now she's pregnant. Ha! Glory, glory. Somebody said, whoa, that part where it says Elkanah knew his wife. Well, you know, when they know you, they going in. Okay? Let's not be children here. You know, we're all adults. He knew Hannah, his wife. That means he went in unto, you know, I think she was a beautiful woman too. You know, I don't think he would have married her if she wouldn't have been beautiful. So he went in unto Hannah, and next thing you know, she had conceived. And boy, oh boy, I'm sure she was happy and praising the Lord and thanking the Lord for this. But let's look at the problem, because it was a disgrace, you know, to be barren or childless back in the day. And as you can see, even great men and women have problems. Great men and women today have problems. But of course, they haven't talked to the one and only, you know who. So the jealousy, as if it wasn't bad enough, Hannah was taunted by Peninnah. And can y'all just picture this right now? Just see her walking around with her big belly. And she probably did one of those side shots, you know, rubbing her tummy, you know, just getting on Hannah's nerves, you know. And then she probably, went to her back, you know, and her stomach is sticking out. She taunted her, okay? And that's not a good thing, okay, when somebody's always mocking you. She knew that Hannah couldn't have children. She had a bunch. She had a bunch for Elkanah. You know what? I think that Elkanah loved Hannah. I ain't going to say the best, but he loved her even more so. Okay? Because she stood by him. She stood there and took all that mess off of that woman. Okay? She didn't just run off and go away. She was one that would go to the temple and seek God. And this particular time, you know, she went. So she had a lot of hurt to get over. She suffered the reproach, not of just Peninnah, but also of probably the whole village. Because, you know, they look at you. You know how folks, y'all know how people are. All right? Y'all know how they are. Oh, you don't have no kids? You know, they expect you to have kids, you know, and it's okay if you don't have any children. It's not a curse on us. It's just because maybe you've never married or anything, so you don't have any kids. Can you remember the nursery rhyme we used to sing? Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words never hurt me. That's a lie. Okay? Words do hurt. Okay? So don't believe it. Because somebody can tell you something, and oh my gosh, you know, it's just like your whole countenance will change. And, you know, you're mad at them, you're upset at them for a long time, sometimes for years. People have had wars between families for years because of things that have been said. And so words are very powerful, so we need to watch our words, amen? Let's look at the solution here. We've already had the problem, the jealousy, the real hurt that Hannah suffered. And let's look at the solution. Because Hannah took her problem to the Lord. She didn't go to the girl next door and say, oh, my husband, you know, I don't know what's happening with him, but he's not sleeping with me, just sleeping with her. You know, she's got all the kids. No, it didn't happen that way. Okay? She went to the Lord. And as y'all can see, when she was in the temple, the priest even thought that she was drunk. Because there was no words coming out, but her mouth was working. It was just because she was so full in her heart, you know, she didn't really have to say anything because the Lord knew her heart. And that's why it's so important. Even if you've never prayed a word in your life, it's what's in that heart of yours. And she prayed in her heart to the Lord, just moving her lips. And of course, when she told the priest the story, he said, okay, God bless you and go on your way and whatever, you know. But people are not too quick to bless you these days. They want to cuss you out. You know, she prayed. God heard. God values prayer, people. Real high. That's one of the things that he values the most. It is not our deeds that are before the throne of God. It's our prayers. Think about that. All that you do for the church, all that you do for your family, all that you do for yourself, none of that stuff is before the throne of grace. Only your prayers. Hannah brought her problem to God, and he answered her. The self-sacrifice was, well, Hannah wanted the best for her son. However, the only way he could fulfill his godly calling was to go away from her. She had promised, Lord, I'd give him back to you. That was her vow. She was going to give him. How in the world are you going to give your, I don't know how old Samuel was. 3 years old? Usually kids are weaned about, what, 2.5, 3 years old? And, you know, there was no bottles back there, no Playtex bottles, no none of that stuff back there. No whole milk. We had mama's milk. So once she weaned him, that means he was off the breast, and he was doing his own little thing, probably running around, having a great time, just being a baby, being a boy. It was time for her to let him go. And can you imagine the sacrifice that took from her to have to, you know, it's just like say, well, Audrey, it's time. You know, you got to send your baby to the temple. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't think we would take that too kindly today. But, you know, Hannah had vowed that vow unto the Lord. And when you vow a vow unto the Lord, do it. Okay? Do it. That's it. Don't vow a vow that you're not going to make. The self-sacrifice. Hannah wanted the best for her son. And the only way she could do that was to send him unto the temple. Send him to the priest. Let the priest raise him. And he's going to be brought up. I'm not going to say as a Christian, but, you know, they didn't say Christian then. They said a godly person. And the Lord blessed Samuel. Y'all know that. Hannah was a mother with such a sacrificial heart. You know, I see Hannah as an Old Testament picture or type or nature of Jesus because of the self-sacrifice. That's what Jesus did for us. He went to the cross. He wasn't whining. He went. And he died for us. You know, that's why we celebrate on Good Friday because of the death of Christ, okay? And that was a sacrifice that he did, not just for one person, but the whole world. He died once for the whole world. Don't expect Jesus to die again. He's done that. He's already sacrificed himself Jesus showed more like qualities of love and self-sacrifice by going to the cross. Isn't that something? I never thought about it because a lot of times in the Old Testament, they talk about a type and shadow, but it's usually a man, never a woman. And here Hannah sacrificed. She didn't go kill her baby. She brought her baby to the temple to be raised by the high priest over there. So on Good Friday, as we remember all of this stuff, we don't know if it was Friday. Some say it was Thursday. I don't know. But whenever Jesus went to the cross, he went to the cross for you and me for a reason. And that was sacrifice to the end. I don't think anybody can sacrifice anything for you more than what Jesus did. Because I ain't dying for nobody, and I know you aren't dying for anybody. And they say, die for something. What for? Jesus already did all that. He went to the cross. He sacrificed his life for you and for me. Why? So that we can have the best relationship with him. That's what he wants from us, a relationship. And so, you know, Hannah had a little while with her son. But you know what? Every year she would go and visit him. And she'd bring him something. She brought him a coat. And as he gets bigger, she brings him another coat. And she didn't say, I'm coming to get my kid. You know, he's getting big enough, he can help us out in the fields. No, she didn't say that. She just kept bringing him a new coat every year as they went up and sacrificed before the Lord. So as Jesus died on the cross for each one of us, we don't have to sacrifice anything. I mean, our prayers, that should be, we should be willingly giving our prayers unto the Lord, giving us to the Lord, because he's such a good God. And we're to live for him. You know, I want to live for him all the rest of the days of my life, okay? I didn't always live for the Lord. And I'm sure some of you are some big sinners out there, used to be. But you know what? You're living for the Lord now. Let's make good of it. Let's have that sacrifice that Jesus went to the cross for. Let's not mess it up. Because he's not coming back to die again for any of us. This gift, it's open to all of us today. You know, every time Pastor Jose comes up, and he's going to come up in a minute, and he gives you an opportunity to receive the Lord. Everybody here pretty much is saved. But there might be some of you out there that are not saved. And you just come on to look and see what's going on. Who's talking today? Well, God's still talking. The Holy Spirit is still here. And he's to lead and guide us into all truth. So this morning, you know, if this has touched your heart at all, I mean, it really touched mine when I read it, because I never thought a woman could be a type in the shadow of Jesus. But her self-sacrifice gave her that. So praise God. God bless you. And I pray that you receive something from this. Pastor Jose, come on up.
Thank you, Pastor Pat. Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Again, welcome. And happy Mother's Day. Amen. Praise God. Go ahead, Carmen. Keep going. Happy Mother's Day to all your moms. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers in the world. Keep going. Feliz Día de las Madres. Keep going. Got a few more. Madre, what does madre mean? Madre means maestra, amiga, dedicada, roca, y ejemplo. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. Keep going. We're going to be talking about this, how God made a mother. What did God use to make mother? He says, God's masterpiece is mother. God took the fragrance of a flower, the majesty of a tree, the gentleness of a morning dew, the calmness of a quiet sea, the beauty of a twilight hour, the soul of starry nights, the laughter of a rippling brook, the grace of a bird in flight. Then God fashioned from these things a creation like no other. And when his masterpiece was through, He called it simply Mother. Amen. Whew, that was awesome. Thank you. That's God's masterpiece. Keep going. This is awesome. So here we go. A few minutes ago when I came up, I told you God gave us a command. And this is one of them. Deuteronomy 5:16. Honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God has commanded thee, that thy days may prolong and that it may go well with thee. These commandments, the honor and mother, has the promise with it that you may live long. So if you're having some struggles there, maybe this is why. And if there's any differences, any division between you and mom, and if mom is still alive, you try to get this right. Because it's a command for us to honor her. Amen. Didn't say if she was perfect, but praise God. Keep going. So it says honor. Again, Exodus 20 and 12 says this in the King James. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Let's get this right. Amen. Keep going, Carmen. And this is Ephesians 6, 1 and 3. And the New King James says this. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, again, says, which is the first commandment with promise. And verse 3 is that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. I want to live as long as God wants me to be here. I want to live long so that I can fulfill and complete whatever mission He's put me here to fulfill. Yeah. Amen. Same with you. But you know what? I want it to be right. I want things right in this relationship. Amen. And I know on His part, there's nothing wrong there. So if there's anything wrong in this relationship, it's got to be from me. Amen. So I need to straighten out my side. Amen. And you listening, you watching, whatever the situation may be, if there's a distraction there, if there's division there, let's get it right. Amen. Just get it out and make it right. Amen. You can make it right. Amen. So let me see what else we got. Keep going. Woohoo! This is my funny here. These kids go into mom's closet, and one of them says, "See, I told you." There's a super mom's cape in her closet. See, I told you she is super mom. Amen. So that's how she does it. Yeah, that's how mom does it. Keep going. We got some funnies going here. And this is super mom right here. You see mom? She's got many arms as an octopus here. She's doing all these super things. Even with her legs, she's holding on to the vacuum, you know. And all these things going on. And only mom can do this. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for moms. And is that it? I think there's one more. Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, I want to repeat what I said when I first started. Mothers are a precious gift from God. Amen. Every one of us has a mother. You know why? You wouldn't be here if you didn't have a mother. Amen. They're gracious, intelligent, faithful, and tenderness. I'm just going to read you a little bit about each one of them. Here we go. Four qualities beginning with the first letter. The first letter is G, which is gracious. A mom is a gracious gift of God, who is more concerned with the need of others than she is for her own needs. She puts her family first, those in need second, and hers last. This is mom, amen. She's gracious. She is gracious and self-giving in the words she speaks, in these things she does. She is gracious to her household. She is gracious to her family, to the needy. She is a woman of grace, a precious gift of God. Amen. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of each one of these. I'm going to spell out the word gift. Amen. The letter I, intelligent. Mother is a precious gift who is not just gracious, but she's intelligent. She's wise. She's industrious. You saw her in the picture there. She manages her family and her finances very well. Amen. She has a relationship with him. She has a relationship with her Christ. She knows who's backing her. She knows she could do all things through him. She knows she has not been given a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Praise God. She has balanced her family and her business responsibilities well. She is a well-accomplished seamstress. She's a chef. She's a fashion designer. A mom is intelligent. She's a precious gift of God. If you don't see your mom this way, it's time you do. Amen. First of all, she brought you into this world. I don't know about your mom, but she could take you out. Any of you growing up, mom ever give you that look? You may be cutting up at the doctor's office. You may be cutting up at the grocery store. You may be cutting up anywhere. But when mom gave you that look, you knew you was going to settle down because you are going to get it. When you get home, mom is going to be on you. Amen. She's going to lay hands real well on you. So let's straighten up. The third letter is faithful. A mother is a precious gift who is not just gracious and intelligent. She is faithful to her God. Amen. She is faithful to her husband. She is faithful to her family. Faithfulness is one of the most important qualities of God. The greatest words we could hear from God, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Come on. It is not about our abilities that count with God, but our availabilities. We've been talking about this, making yourself available to him. Amen. So make yourself available to him. We must use our gifts and our abilities to faithfully serve him and others. So a godly woman is faithful, a precious gift of God. And the last one is this: tenderness. A mother is a precious gift who is not just gracious, intelligent, and faithful. She is a tender-hearted. She is overflowing with love, and she is overflowing with kindness. And don't take none of this for weakness, because she can dust you real well. Woo, hallelujah. Proverbs 31 and 26 says, "Speak wise with wisdom and teaches others to be loving and kind. She thinks, speaks, acts tenderly." Her tenderness is described in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, and I'll read it to you. In the easy-to-read version says this: "Love is kind, and love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous. It is not brag, and it's not proud. Love is not rude. It is not selfish. And it cannot be made angry easily. Love does not remember wrong done against it. Love is never happy when others do wrong. It is always happy with truth. Love never gives up on people. It never stops trusting, never loses hope, and never quits. Love will never end. Love never fails." We're talking about the mother's love here. Tenderness is a way of life for her. She is a woman of tenderness, a precious gift of God. She should. How should we receive this precious gift of God? Receive it by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Even if mom is gone, mama, our heavenly happy Mother's Day, mom. Amen. You could do the same thing, you know, just praise God, you know, and we still have awesome memories. Treasure those memories. Amen. Keep them. Amen. One day we're going to be together again. Amen. So praise God. So, first, thank God for giving us this precious gift of mothers. All mothers, including those who have gone home to him. Second, thank you, mother, for being a godly woman, a gracious, intelligent, faithful, tender-hearted gift from God. If she has failed in any of these areas, love, accept, and forgive her. Amen. And obey what the fifth commandment says. Honor her because it is a command of God. Amen. If you have differences there, you may be holding something against mom, but now you got to deal with God. So what do you do? Lord, I need to make this straight. Yeah, you got to make it straight. So you have to honor because God wants us to honor. Amen. So don't want to close without mentioning that one. There is one gift God has not given, which is more precious. And of course, this is the gift of His only Son. God has given us His only Son, Jesus. And John 3:16 says this, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. Also, Jesus, the gift of salvation, the bridge between us and God. Amen. And John 14:6 says this. Says Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody gets to the Father except through me." So we can't forget about Him. Amen. So praise God, we need Him. And in closing, happy Mother's Day, and thank you to all of our mothers living and in heaven. I want to read this to you. Let me read this to you. I already read it to you. It's about God's masterpiece, Mother. Amen. But I'll read it to you again. God took the fragrance of the flower, the majesty of a tree, the gentleness of a morning dew, the calmness of a quiet sea, the beauty of a twilight hour, the soul of a stray night, the laughter of a rippling brook, the grace of a bird in flight. Then God fashioned from these things the creation like no other. And when His masterpiece was through, He called it simply Mother. Amen. So praise God. You know, Jesus had a mother. Her name was Mary. So in closing, I just wanted to make sure that you get yourself right with your mom. Make things right with mom. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers that are listening, that are watching. And if you never make Jesus your Lord and Savior, this is the time now. Amen. Get things right with Him. Get things right with mom. Amen. So if you never made Jesus the Lord and Savior, now's the time. All you have to do is say, "Lord, I've done you wrong. I repent. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior." Amen. Amen. He's going to forgive you of whatever. Of what people say, He'll never forgive you for that. He says He'll forgive you and forget. That's what He does. Forgive and forget. And that's what we need to know, learn. Forgive and forget. And press on with Him. Amen. So once you accept Him, it's time to press on with Him, because He's put you here to fulfill a mission. And it's time for you to get busy and do what He's called you to do. How do you find out? You open the Word and get in the Word and find out. Amen. So praise God. If you're hurting, now's the time to just lay hands. Bible says, "Lay hands on the sick and it shall recover." It also says, "By Jesus' stripes you're healed." So if you're hurting anywhere, just touch that part and just say, "Thank you, Lord, that by Jesus Christ I'm healed." There's no sickness in this body. This body was not made to be sick. Amen. So Jesus went to the cross so that we could have healing. Amen. So by His stripes we were healed. Amen. So speak to that body. Say, "Receive your healing now in Jesus' name. Believe it, confess it, and receive that healing." Amen. So praise God. So I call you well, and I call you healed in Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen. And it's also time to give. Those of you that are watching and listening, you like to give. If you look at our screen there, it says go to our website, nbcbigben.com, and hit that donate button. If you're mailing it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And we wanted to say in closing, happy Mother's Day to all moms here and in heaven. Amen. Whether you're a new a mom for a while or you're a new mom, still, happy Mother's Day to all. Amen. Praise God.